Byron Stripling, how much of Miles' greatness was his ensembles?
You know, you get a John Coltrane, you get a Jimmy Cobb, you get people like this, and they push you, they get you to that next level. But it was Miles himself who said, okay, I'm going to go modal now. I've learned all the lessons from Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, and Thelonious Monk. And what Miles did throughout his career is he took those rules and he learned them, and he learned them so well, and he assiduously practiced them. And then he threw them all away and became his own self. So for me, Miles is my hero. And that record has become my hero. And he's my hero for a number of reasons. Musically, in never compromising his artistic self. But on that other level, he's become a hero for musicians because he was the man who stood up and said, if you don't pay me when I walk in the door, I'm leaving. He had the courage to do that, and we as musicians got courage from him doing that, and we saw that that was the example. We saw the example of him financially when he got as much money as the rock and roll musicians, right? So he says, we deserve that too. So he's my hero that way. But more than anything, artistically, he's my hero, who had the courage to explore, to go new places and never compromise and never become complacent in where he was. Miles is my hero, man.
Well, then we picked a great week to catch you as you go into what you're going to drop on the people tonight and spread some of that truth.
Yeah, it's all about, that's what Miles was. It was about truth, you know? He had so many people, they look at the bitterness that Miles sort of exuded, the sort of dégagé, I don't give a darn attitude that Miles had. And they're offended by that. But think of look at him and look at his experiences. When he was a kid, a white guy chased him down the street calling him the N-word. But you know what his father did? And this is why Miles is my hero. His father got out a shotgun and went and tried to find the guy. That's the example that Miles had, and that's what we all needed to help us get our inner strength. When in 1959, he played Birdland. He walked out on the curb. Policeman popped him upside the head because he was just sitting there smoking a cigarette. He told him to move along. Miles said, I'm here. I'm just relaxing. I just finished my set. It's my name and those lights up there. He popped him off the head. Blood started running down. They took him to the police station. They arrested him. You know what Miles did? Miles got himself a lawyer, and the New York City police dropped that case because they knew they were wrong. That's why Miles is my hero. He did all this stuff, and he showed us through example what we were supposed to be doing.
It sounds like one of the many stories behind So What, which was maybe part of his story. Regardless of the meaning, the song, its construction, very simple.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, really two chords. It's, you know, two minor seventh chords that you play over. But what Miles found, what Coltrane found in that, that was the inspiration for Impressions, you know? So what they found in those two chords is that they could even break the rules even more and go even more places. So that is the cinema recording of the jazz era. That is, was, and always be the definitive recording for jazz.
What's your favorite story about where the song came from?
Well, you know what? I don't know any stories about where it came from. What I do know is Miles was kind of always looking at us and saying, so what? You know, people would give him accolades. You're the greatest. And so what? In other words, so what? I'm working on something else already. Like, why are you sitting there admiring me? And doing it? So what? I'm going to the next place.
Thank you, Byron Stripling.
Thank you, man.